Kim, the third quarter, you know, you guys really dominated. You held them to 6 points for most of the quarter, but you were also really crisp on the offensive end. What was the biggest thing to you there?
That great halftime speech. We had to come to Jesus.
I figured there would have been
one. No. Corrected some stuff. Challenged them. Corrected some stuff. First thing is stopping dribble penetration. The second thing was help the helper. Cox and Queen did good jobs of helping, but then they get a layup because we're hugging our man away from the ball. So we corrected those things a lot. Can't turn the ball over. We had too many turnovers in the first half. And, you know, we had a comfortable lead there with 2 minutes to go. And, quite frankly, I'm a coach to the bitter end. So what do you think I said after the game about those last 2 minutes? Wasn't real good. But my expectations of every kid in that Baylor uniform is going to be held accountable. And I want them all to play. But when you go out there, I expect you to maintain a 26, whatever it was, point lead. And so you constantly teach. This game was important. They're all important. But what it did, it gave you a little separation. So now you've got, what, a three-game lead. You got to go play two tough games on the road. So it was a good basketball game. TCU is a good team. TCU is trying to get to the NCAA tournament, and you can tell they play with a chip on their shoulder. They play hard. They play together. They mix up their defenses, and I'm pulling for them. I want those guys to stay like that and take care of business. They have earned it. They're playing good basketball all year.
Kim, y'all only shot two free throws in the first half. Was there any more emphasis on attacking the rim?
Well, this week there was emphasis on get post touches. But our posts have got to get deep, and they got to want the ball. They got to take hits. They can't run and fade and shoot fadeaways. Get to the rim. If they block your shot, they block your shot. And I thought you saw more of that tonight. I thought Queen set the tone with that. She got to the rim, gave us a big presence in there, and then everybody else started doing the same.
Dede, 9 for 10 at the line tonight as a team, 18 for 19. Does it seem like that's starting to click for everyone going down the stretch?
Yeah, considering we are not usually making free throws lately, so this was the game I think was a turnaround for us. Maybe we'll start making free throws, hopefully.
Lauren, with everything that you know, injury and people questioning, you know, your shooting and things like that, did tonight feel pretty good? Can you compare it to maybe it was your best game of the year or best game in a while?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not shooting 2 for 8 anymore, so just got to keep getting to the rim when I'm tired instead of trying to shoot jump shots, draw fouls, like Coach said.
Was that the difference for you, just getting to the rim? Because it seemed like you were persistent about that, like getting close.
Yeah, I mean, my jump shot isn't falling right now, so when you can't hit an outside shot, you got to get to the rim, get a little closer.
The pick and roll there between you and Juicy midway through the third quarter, and all of a sudden it's wide open there. Is that about as good as that play can go?
Yeah, I mean, if we get set a good screen, they got to guard our guards in there because they can knock down that mid-range shot. So when we can get a pick and roll like that, it's always good, and Coach has been on us to roll every time.
Dede, you had 9 assists and 17 points. Just talk about, you know, being able to see the floor in addition to, you know, take your own shot when you have that opportunity.
It's just knowing when to take the shot and when to pass the ball with the post and, you know, the guards that can score as well as we do. It makes it easy for me to get 9 assists or however many assists I get a night. And with my land, double teaming LC and Liss and being the roamer, it's kind of easy for me to also hit a jumper every now and then. So it's kind of just reading your defense.
And let's also talk about on the defensive end, she held Ray to 5 points. Ray plays 33 minutes, one of their big players, shoots the 3-ball well. So Dede just had an all-around good game.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Do it again.
Kim, y'all done a good job on her both games too. Seems like. Is that one particular player on her? Or is that...
Well, Dede and Cox are your two best defenders, so you're going to put who you think you need to put Dede on. They're not the only – Ray's not the only good player for TCU, but we've got to choose, and we just feel like that's the one that we need to defend. Woods had a good night for him. Hurd, you know, got some points there. But when we stopped dribble penetration in the second half, it kind of opened things up a little bit.
Kim, you were talking about yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, about what a good job Warren does away from the ball that people might not see. But at the same time, you know, the box score to pop like it does tonight, is that pretty satisfying for you?
Well, here's what I want y'all to understand. Y'all keep asking about Lauren. I think every press conference she has to answer questions about not shooting the ball well. Let's stop doing it. You know, it doesn't help her. It doesn't help. We're winning ball games because of Lauren Cox. And expectations, I know that saying, to whom much is given, much is expected. Lauren Cox is so vital to our basketball team that what we need to be saying is, did you see how many blocks did she have tonight? How many shots did she alter tonight? Who was she guarding? Who is she helping? Those are the questions that I just love when I'm sitting in a film room. I really don't care how many shots she misses, and I know y'all don't believe that, but I don't. My problem is if she quits taking them, okay? The kid is playing her butt off. Shots don't fall. That's why we don't live and die by the three ball. We're going to keep throwing it in there to her. So to answer your question, I really feel good about Lauren if she goes 2 for 8. Now, she doesn't because she has to hear it from mom and dad. Then she has to come in here and answer y'all's questions. Ask her. She's never heard it from me. Not one time have I talked to her because I know her value to our team. And I know the game so well. And we did the big lineup in the first half. I wonder how many easy baskets she threw and passed to her teammates. Six. I mean, it was a ton of them. So those are the things that we need to keep asking Lauren about, like, golly, girl, you just figure out a way to compete out there. And then when she relaxes, those shots will fall. I have no doubt when it gets to crunch time, Lauren Cox is going to do whatever it takes to win a basketball game.
Lauren, it looked like there was almost some attitude with one of those blocks.
It's so pretty.
You got to give a little attitude when you get blocks like that. Gets the crowd into it, gets my teammates excited. So those are big momentum shifters.
Coach, when you compare the first matchup against TCU tonight, what was a difference maker to garner more success in this ball?
Nalissa didn't play. That was the first game that she was not. They don't want me to tell you the truth, so I won't. Let's just call that a trip that a lot of things were not in sync, okay, with Liss being out. And I'll leave it at that. We had all our bullets tonight. Is that okay to say? That's not politically incorrect, is it? I'm not promoting violence, am I? We had all of our players tonight. And everybody's happy and everybody's feeling good. And that was just not a trip any of us want to remember for reasons that y'all don't need to know. Is that good enough? Can I get an amen, DD?
Amen.
But you also made 18 of 19 free throws.
And what did we make there? We missed 12. Was it 12? Good memory, huh?
Period. Huh? I forgot that was that game.
8
yes.
of 20.
But really, that wasn't the difference in the game there, free throws. It was just a setup to where if we were going to get beat, that was a game to get beat. We just had a lot going on.